Clubhouse.
This is Caroline.
This is Aisha.
This is RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 5.
Episode 8.
Ocho. Finale!
It's the clap back, baby!
We're back! Oh my gosh. So this one was a big one.
What's up, kitty girl?
Not much, boo.
How you doing?
What's up with you?
Not much.
Baby boo.
Baby boo. We're just chilling here. Finally here to talk about the finale. It's over.
We've been grinding up in here.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a grind. No, I would say that it's a love. I'd say that
it's
enjoyed
a threesome with RuPaul and the two of us.
It's all of that.
Oh,
all of that.
God.
And I've enjoyed it thoroughly. And I wish it's not over already, but it is.
Oh, so. Bubba, we can find another thing.
And we will find more, guys.
We will.
Because there's never a shortage of reality shows.
No. Come join us over in Lovecraft Country.
Yes.
With the two of us and
HBO.
Miss Ashley.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Don't sleep on that show, y'all. Because, I mean, we're big babies and it's a J.J. Abrams.
I know.
And a Jordan Peele thing.
We're going to have to cling to someone. Someone's going to need to hold us.
I'm not ready for the...
Who's out there that'll hold us?
Please, somebody. Hold me. Yeah, I think we can find somebody to hold us.
I don't think
that's a hard thing.
I don't think there's any shortage.
I don't think so either. I think that I'm holdable. Oh,
I have always said one thing about you, and that is that you are holdable.
Thank you. Awesome. That's
oh
the
my gosh. Let's talk about our ladies of the evening.
All right. And Jujubee. We don't mean prostitutes.
No, I don't mean prostitutes. Not all the time. Although Juju probably smacks a mean dick, right?
Well, I mean, there was a titty fight in the beginning. So
I loved that titty fight. That was so funny. And I want a titty fight like a bunch of everybody. People.
Well, here's the deal is that like there's a thing called titty punch. Did you know that? Like,
talk to me. What's this titty
like,
punch?
People
talk?
Just come up to you and just punch you in your titty.
What?
and then they say titty punch, bam. Like it's like when you used to go over the railroad tracks in the school bus and you touch the screws on the top of the school bus. Do you remember?
I'm sorry, I didn't ride the school bus that often.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. She had a mother that took her.
No,
your mother went to work. What
are you
talking about?
I had to ride my bike or walk.
Oh, bullshit.
I wasn't
okay.
within the school
okay, well,
bus
fine.
Distancing.
I rode a bus. And well, also I had was in band because we went to football games every Friday night.
Well, that's true.
What about your softball games?
No, I did not touch screws.
You go over the railroad tracks, guys. The school bus stops. Everybody knows this. I don't know why I'm explaining it to her. The school bus stops, has to stop for some, I don't know how, what the seconds that they, I still haven't figured out what the time frame is. But you go over the tracks, and you have to stop. And at that point, everybody sticks their hands up on like some sort of metal and goes, screw, and they touch it. That's what they did. Right?
Why?
Am I like, is this wrong? Like,
I have no idea.
I'm going to call somebody in here and verify
like,
my
it's
story.
It's like when you're doing bingo and someone says 69 and everyone goes, oh, 69, like that. It's like
well,
you just yell screw.
Yeah, it's a thing. Track? Everybody knew. We just saw it screw. Anyway.
I had
so
no idea.
It's like, my point was, let me bring it back. My point was that you say that so that like whatever you say, like titty punch, you just like pop, pop. You hit somebody in both titties.
If you do that to me, I'm going to slap you silly. Oh, my God. You better be prepared to run.
Let me tell you, my daughter did it to me. She almost lost her life that night.
Oh, my God.
And you can guess which one it was. I won't say her name on this.
The middle child. Yeah. The middle child is nothing
but
trouble.
So she's like, titty punch, bop, bop, like left, right. And I was like, oh, bitch, you're going to get it. Like, you're going to get it.
I can
you won't
that.
Know when.
I can say that middle child stuff because I am myself a middle child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know the shenanigans.
Nothing but trouble.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh my God. Let's get into this episode. We got Jujubee, Cracker, and Shay vying for the big fucking crown and that sexy, sexy scepter.
It was large.
It was large.
That's what she said.
That is what we all said.
And we want one.
Oh my God. Juju had only racked up one win this entire season in these maxi challenges, where Cracker had three wins and Shay had two. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, very surprising. Like when I heard that, I was like, wow. Because I really thought that
you're like, wow.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Because I actually thought that Juju B had about the same amount of wins as Cracker. Didn't know that Cracker was at the top. I would have said Shay, then Cracker, then Juju B.
It's been like all Cracker all the time.
And the fact that Shay really had the most memorable looks.
Yeah.
You know, like those really drop dead, beautiful looks. You know what? Bravo, Cracker, for your three wins. Like, you've got your, what's it called when you've got your roster of like wins? Like, is that the terminology?
I'm not sure. What is that?
Where you've got a scorecard? Your scorecard, okay. If you will. You see, I'm not into sports.
What do they call it in band when you get three wins?
They call it straight gangster, okay?
What do they call it? You get all threes or some nonsense?
No, you get all ones.
Oh,
ones.
I don't know what you're trying to get.
Excuse me, guys, but she has no idea about UIL. I will titty punch her before this is over.
With her clarinet, yeah. right up my jizz.
You won't even know. You won't even know where it's coming from.
Okay, Aisha, I have a big question for you. What is it that we're hunting for? If those with keen eyes are seeking a glory hole, what is it that those with pussies
I would say
are keeping on?
A try hole?
A try hole. Tell me more. What are you sticking through? Said try hole.
Two breasts and a pussy.
Oh, you're just like shoving your pussy into the hole? I can imagine like a really pursed lips.
I can't imagine. I mean, unless there's a way to get like a clit in a hole. I mean, how do we do that?
I don't know. Some sort of vacuum suction in that section. I don't know what's happening in that section.
Look,
or is something protruding from the wall already? Not a glory hole, but like a glory rod.
With the glory hole, it's all about. Well, not that I know.
I like how you're like. I want to take it down a notch.
I'm going to talk about how I feel on the female side. I don't know about the glory hole. I'm just saying, I feel like with the glory hole, it's all about the entrance and the exit of the glory hole, right? With a woman and the way we feel, we want the whole, we want a lot of caressing
in business.
Friction. We don't just need straight to the clit. You got to wait for that shit.
Okay.
You gotta build it up.
So I feel like we would want like a Swiss cheese wall where we could like put different body parts in it. Like kiss
exactly.
my ear. No, now,
yeah,
now caress
neck.
My nip.
Yes.
Okay, like, so ours would just be like a huge Swiss cheese.
And you wouldn't know, but not your face. It would be everything else.
No, not my face. It's the anonymity.
Right. It's the glory. That's the glory.
The glory of anonymity. I was going to say the glory of love.
The glory
That's
of
so
love.
Beautiful.
Da 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 da.
Wow.
Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I do. That's awesome. I really felt it too. And you were like, da 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 da. Which isn't even really the glory of love.
Isn't that the song?
Well, like hit it a little harder.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
How does it really go?
Isn't it like Michael McDonald or something? Who sings that song? Is it The Power of Love or The Glory of Love?
You're singing two different songs.
Oh, dear
There's
God.
There's Power of Love. Power. That's like Huey Lewis. And then the glory
no,
of
glory
love.
No, glory of love, who is I'm thinking of. Whatever.
I'm not a huge musical person, but.
Dude, you know what I mean? I'm not a singer.
Regardless of what hole you stick something in, there was a whole gaggle of queens behind that hole this week.
You know, I'm sure the three queens knew what was going on. That was so like.
Is it a puppet show? What's happening?
What could happen? What could possibly be behind this one wall, you know? I mean, I love how, like, RuPaul's Drag Race is so campy in some ways that they expect you to just, like, just go with it, guys. Go with
right.
the fact that
is
they
don't
know.
Is it anonymous sex happening
I
in the workroom
I don't know what's
this
happening
week?
Back there.
Everyone comes back this week, and we launch directly into a nothing left unsaid sesh. How did you feel about this session, and was things truly left unsaid, or was there, like, a lot of, like, They said it, but it was kind of lame what they said.
So in the past, we would have normally had a reunion where they had a whole hour so they can like talk about all of the stuff that's happened through the season. But this time they brought in all the queens to incorporate it into the season. We talked about this at the beginning of the season or the middle of the season, however you want to look at it. And we wanted to find out what happened with India and Alexis.
Yeah, that was it. That was the key.
That was the key, right? That who lied? Who didn't lie? We come back and it was like, ha ha ha. We're all like sort of like okay with it all.
Right.
India still claims that she's telling the truth. Alexis still claims she's telling the truth. But guess what? Mayhem shows up and says, nobody was campaigning. We were just talking.
Which, I mean, I completely agree with that. The whole idea of saying, who did you vote for after the fact? India, are you really that out of it that you think that's campaigning? That's just asking, who did you vote for?
India is clearly one of those people that wants the attention. Okay?
What titties told you that?
Well, I don't know. Just saying that she needs attention, so she's going to bring up mere talking was just campaigning.
That's crazy.
It's all semantics now, right?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Right? Like, it was like, yeah, you're apologizing, but not really.
It was just a whole bunch of bullshit. And I'm a little bummed that RuPaul's Drag Race would do this to me. Why are you messing with my emotions like this, RuPaul? I don't need fake drama.
This felt just, like, super contrived.
Look, we've got a room full of fucking drag queens. You don't have to manipulate drama. Mm-mm. You don't have to, like, pull it out of nowhere. It's going to naturally fucking happen.
I agree.
It's like a room full of women. It's going to happen.
Right.
Just let it be. Turn the cameras on and walk away.
No, they had to keep playing this. And then to go back with the whole angina mayhem, like, you voted yourself out. You were sending yourself home.
But hey.
You know, admit to this. Explain yourself.
Look, I do feel... We needed to hear from Mayhem and Angina because it's all stars. You voted for yourselves. I do want to know why. And I still don't feel like I got a good reason.
But did we get a good
reason?
No. So come on. Please. I don't know. This part just seems so like, okay.
I feel like we just were taking up some time in the
final. I tell you another portion that I felt like was just taking up some time?
What?
The fucking podcast portion.
How dare you?
I am super thrilled that RuPaul and Michelle have this awesome, long-going podcast. Mm-hmm. Amazing, right? Awesome that the competitors get to pop on over and talk on the podcast. But, I mean, what was your actual feel of the conversation?
Well, so I'm a longtime listener of What's the Tea with RuPaul and Michelle. That was actually my very first podcast I ever listened to. I know. Let's take a moment
for
that.
You're like a podcast virgin.
Well... back then, yeah, I was. So now I loved
it. Now you're like an old slut in the podcast world. Fucking whoring around with any podcast that'll open its legs to you.
I mean, I can't help it. I was a little turned off because I feel like Michelle usually brings a whole lot more energy. And it was like almost like when the cameras turned on for this time, she just seemed kind of blah.
I didn't even really realize that she was like a co-host in that she just sat there.
She is absolutely a co-host and she brings a whole lot of commentary and a lot of interesting thoughts and energy. I was like, who is this Michelle? Maybe there's something going on with her that she's just not herself this season, but I just feel like something is going on. It just doesn't seem like she's as bubbly and energetic. Maybe the Rona's gotten to her.
Well, knowing after the fact that, you know, RuPaul shut down social media, it really makes me wonder what might have been going on during the filming of this finale.
Right.
Because this would have been the last stuff filmed before getting into Rona times and then, you know, having Rue shut everything down.
Yeah.
So maybe there was already rumblings of stuff happening at that point.
Possible.
I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff. I'm just going to throw that rumor out there and just push it
down
the hill.
Don't throw the rumor.
Start throwing it.
Yeah, just like she's just rolling it down the hill.
To see what'll stick, whatever. Juju, I mean, I thought it was cool that you know, she was talking about expanding drag into different areas, but I did raise my fully coiffed eyebrow. I mean, I love a good drag queen and I love bringing our older kids into this scene.
Yes. Jujubee doesn't have children. Probably thinking all children are like 17 years old.
I suppose so.
The older kids can watch it and stuff. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that the amount of times they say bitch and pussy in an episode is probably not PG.
Not that we don't all swear in our houses. I mean, it's not like we're, you know.
What's the TV rating on this show? It's not
it's got to be mature.
Mature.
If, as my mother would say.
TVMA.
Mature.
Oh, by the way.
Do you know one thing I will never be, Aisha?
Is mature.
Mature. I want you to make sure in my obit that at the end it says, and she never gained mature status.
Maturity. Maturity. I'll say, no. I totally told our trainer about your mature talk.
Oh.
And she said, we're fucking going to hell.
What?
She's like, y'all are terrible.
What?
Because we were talking about our mothers.
Oh.
I was like, Missy, trainer.
Did you let the trainer know that our mothers talk about us?
Oh, absolutely. I was like, oh, they don't hold back. So,
yeah.
This is just a quarter of what they
deserve.
This
is one of those things where you raised what you raised.
We digress on the maturity.
Side note.
that we don't have.
No, zero. Cracker gave that like total like vanilla, find my confidence, found myself. Listen, this is my first All-Stars, but it is so universal. Like, I mean, this is like the one line that is said by every single person.
It's the beauty queen, like, response to the... It's the world peace response, right?
Shit, fuck, yes.
That's what it is. It's it just is. The... What would you like?
I would love world peace.
Right, after you win Miss USA.
If you're the drag queen, then I ask you, what do you want?
I'm so happy I found myself this season.
You've really found your confidence.
I found my queen. Yeah, that your came inner out. Queen.
The it inner queen. Burst that, out your pussy.
That just blossomed out. Cracker gave us that canned response that we don't need. And super, it was... Look, I like Miss Cracker. But I still feel like I don't know truly who this person is.
I want to know why drag? Because Cracker seems like somebody who has that artist spirit. Obviously, comes from a family who nurtured this going to museums creativity. And coming back and recreating. And why drag would have been my curiosity with Cracker.
Who knows?
Just you know, why does that appeal to you as the way to express yourself? That would have been interesting maybe, to know more.
Maybe that would have been something she should have probably
if she
expounded
was on.
On
my podcast.
You would ask?
I would ask that. I would be like, Cracker, tell me,
hey,
you
put
know,
that out into
why
the
are you, why did you choose not to be like a sculptor? Or why did you choose not to be a dancer? Or why did, like, why drag? What about drag?
Write that question down.
I am scrolling as fast as I can scroll with my quill.
Exactly. So yeah, that's a good question. That's a great question, actually. I would like to know that as well.
Now, one thing that I did not need to revisit was Shay's concern about season 9 and bringing up her gigantic Louis Vuitton baggage about baggage. Season 9 sucked ass. For Shay, and we still had to go back to that. I mean, again, like rehashing old shit or what?
I don't know. I feel like what is the point of making that whole, bringing that whole season back every time? I mean, we get it. We get it. It changed your life. We get it the way that you've, it's given you a purpose to like really drive and really get into this new season and really show everybody what you've got. But it's like, ugh. If you could see my eye roll, guys.
I mean, just annoying. I mean, I God, you would think in the finale, maybe we weren't talking about the same thing that you were worried about in the first episode. Where's the growth, dude? If we're like still yapping about that.
Well, I mean, she did have some. Let's give her this point. She has come a long way. You know, she was able to like bring it to the stage. She was able to poke fun at herself. She was able to move on and like think of it in like a light way. Is that a better way to like?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Describe like, it.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of being so dragged down by it. By
did
the
you
whole...
feel like that was like really coming from her? Or was that like she was being told like you best get over it?
It makes very good TV to bring it back. And guess what? Producers and directors of the show can be like, we can pull in all these clips from past seasons.
Yeah, true that.
Driving more viewership to...
Are you saying it's all a profits game?
No. I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, hey, why not?
Okay, talk to me about our judges this week.
All right, we got all the originals, all of the main judges. So you've got RuPaul herself. I can't even say it. I've said it all wrong
every
the whole season.
Week you're like Massage Vilsky.
Michelle Visage.
Nice.
RuPaul, Michelle Visage.
I did it. Hey.
Ross Matthews, Carson Kressley, and our Todrick Hall, the choreographer. Todrick Hall is like if the four judges are like A level, he's like the B level because he's always going to be on a season.
Nice.
Because he's like the dance choreographer for the show.
I love Todrick. He was really funny. The whole laying down on the floor.
Did you know that Todrick Hall was first come to like fame on American Idol?
No, tell me more.
I don't know more than that.
Can I subscribe to your newsletter?
It's called Wikipedia. He was on the 9th season of American Idol. So that means that he was a singer, not even a fucking dancer.
Oh, wow.
Like, so he might be just like a triple threat. Right? Because he also was on Broadway. He did Billy Flynn in Chicago and he was in Kinky Boots. Did you ever see that?
I never did get to see Kinky
Boots. I know you're a Broadway lover.
I am a Broadway girl.
So Kinky Boots is... I've always wanted to see Kinky Boots. And I think it's gone now, right?
Well, everything's gone right now, but...
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
So he
that
did...
That was pretty good.
That was good. That actually really... sounded like...
I know.
Can we put in the sound effects? We don't need it.
That was just my own face. Okay. I just did that.
That was nice.
What do you think about this maxi challenge being a RuPaul clap back sing along?
Okay. So every season there's a song.
This is the second song.
No, I don't remember the first one. No, member.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Jesus. I need to know.
Let me try to remember some of the other men's names. It was Rocky. Rocky was Crackers.
Oh, this is where they had to find their celebrity crush?
Yeah, celebrity crush. That's what it was.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter, Daddy Jenky. I'm in love. That was the name of the song.
How do you say it again?
Daddy Jenky.
I've been watching Yellowstone, and this one guy calls Jimmy Yimmy. Like, and he only said Yimmy like once. The rest of the time he said Jimmy, but never will I not go. Lloyd's like, Jimmy, and I'm like, Yimmy.
Yimmy.
I'm that friend.
You're that friend. You're like, shut up.
Not going to let it go. It's too funny, Yimmy.
It is funny. Yeah, I guess they did have two songs. But this song, it's like, I remember when we were talking about it, and I was like, it's on. These are all actually on iTunes. On iTunes. They're on iTunes. See, now we can't speak.
Now you're going to make me say iTunes.
English is not my second language.
No, she does have multiple languages, but it's mostly languages of love.
It is, right. So anyway, yeah. What was I saying about the song?
It was about the fact that the songs are actually located on the iTunes.
These are fun songs. Like, I have on my phone currently, I'm showing her my phone, like she can see it.
I'm peeping on it. I see it.
I'm holding up my phone.
Yeah.
But on my phone, I've got several of RuPaul's cast remixes of his songs. Because sometimes he'll put out a song and then he'll do the song over with, you know, the cast of whatever All Stars or whatever season it is. And then reissue it or put it back out up there. I mean, hey, that man knows how to make some fucking money.
Yeah, you know Ru does.
Come on now. Like,
he's got no lack of making money.
Right?
Skills.
Hashtag RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right? Oh my God.
So I'm just saying. So anyway, and they all have their own little, like, they all have their own part that they've got to bring to this maxi challenge. So that was the key. Come up with your own verse. And then the dance choreography and how you present it on stage. And boy, that was quite interesting.
Hey, Aish, how much do you think RuPaul is worth, like net worth?
$25 million.
$60 million. Wow. Baby. So yeah, Ru knows how to make the Benjamins dance and sing.
He's got
good on
TV.
Ru, right? Are you so fucking proud of Ru?
I am.
Podcasts, music.
But look how long he's been doing this shit, too.
Yeah, he's 59.
Okay, 50. I was going to ask. I can't remember how old he was because we were trying to figure
59,
out.
59, dude.
59, not 69.
Do you know what? Bill and Ted, you know, like the next Bill and Ted's coming out like September 1st.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
With Mike Myers and Dana Carvey?
No. With Keanu Reeves, Bill and Ted, not Wayne's World.
Oh, what the fuck am I thinking?
Wayne's World.
Oh, I'm thinking
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
69, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, really?
And yeah, the next adventure is coming out. It's like Keanu Reeves, like it's like their kids. Their daughter and whatnot. They have, like,
that's when you feel fucking
kids.
Old.
Yeah, I know. Where you're like, really? Can't they just have an adventure still? They're not in the grave. I still want to have adventures. Does it have to be about a story about my children's adventures?
See?
No.
This is a whole, like, sub-podcast
problem
we could have.
Let's have it. Hit me with it.
Because this is bullshit.
There's, like, nothing wrong with Keanu Reeves and also
why
the
not?
Other one.
How old is Keanu Reeves? Find out right now so I can...
I'm on the Google.
Because you're not dead, dude. You're totally fine. You can still have an adventure.
Yeah, he's 55.
Okay, he's a little older than
little
I thought.
Older than-
A little bit. Still.
Oh my
still.
God. That's
look,
awesome.
I'm saying right now, I'm going to be fucking hot and physically attractive.
You're fucking hot now.
I know, but so, I'm at 55, I'm still going to be active as hell.
So Keanu, you know, played Ted and Alex Winter played Bill. Bill and Ted. Which is funny because it's Bill and Ted. So it's like Alex Winter got, like, first billing.
He did.
And Keanu's like, and also Keanu.
And who's the household name now?
And who plays Stupid Walter? That'd be Ed Solomon.
Oh.
Stupid Walter.
Stupid Walter.
Oh my God. But yeah, so Bill and Ted, the next adventure
good
is coming along. Apparently it's going to go straight to streaming. So there's just a little info. But don't you totally feel like it's one of those things that's like, I feel the same way as you. Like, they should be having a fucking adventure, not their kids. I'm hating that.
Because it just lends to the whole narrative of, like, once you turn a certain age, it's like you're just, you no longer are relevant anymore. And it's just all about, like, you can't possibly have anything interesting to share in life anymore.
Or have adventures for
Right. Like, what the hell? Like, are you kidding me?
You know, I mean, and maybe we'll be delightfully surprised. Maybe they're going to somehow twist it and make it something amazing. I don't know.
Let's hope.
Fucking hope so. It's called Bill and Ted Face the Music. Oh. That sounds pretty grim.
In the grave. You turn 55 and you die. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Forget it. I'm done.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get back into our maxi challenge.
Okay.
What did you think about their actual, like, preparations and stuff? Were you feeling it that Shay was going to kick ass? Did Juju seem to get it? What do you think about Cracker's comedic shit?
Well, tell me what you thought about Shay's shoes when she walked in.
When Dodrick was all like, why'd you wear those shoes? They're like, I was like, he's wearing shower shoes. We're like, damn.
With socks.
I mean, how are you not slip sliding around? That's not a serious...
If I was going to learn choreography, you better believe the number one thing on my brain would be my shoe wear.
Mm-hmm.
I would not show up in those sandals. Like, no. How are you supposed to turn or, like, do anything?
I don't understand.
It was funny.
Rolled out of bed and you couldn't be bothered to put on shoes.
Maybe he was planning on going barefoot.
In this big Rona times, I mean, we understand, but what are you doing?
That's like going to Take Dance and wearing your slides.
That's what she's fucking wearing. He's wearing slides.
He's wearing, like, Tevas or some shit. Like, the stuff, you know, the ones with the strap on the top and the ones that go around and, like, come around the back and you, like...
I don't think so. I think that they were, like, slides.
I swear they look like Tevas.
I swear to God, they were, like, shower shoes slides, well, I'm telling you.
They were not appropriate for dance, guys.
No! And if I was Star Trek, I'd be like, no one
get out of
dances
me.
On
get
my floor stage. In this inappropriate footwear. Yeah. I'd be a total diva about it because, you know, seriously, dude, he could get, like, injured. He could pull a hammy.
Turns out he didn't need it because he could pick up the choreography pretty fucking quick.
I know.
And
when Juju asked if she could just clap. Juju! Yeah. Honey buns,
poor,
I love you.
Poor Juju. But I think she, I mean, it's funny. Like, I think she was making a bigger deal than it really was because she caught on. She got it, you know?
Yes.
They all get choreography. They're around music enough. They're around choreography enough. They've got to be able to pick it up.
They're performers,
I mean, like you said.
At the end of the day, you've got to sell it, you know? And so everybody can fake it till you make it in those kind of sitches.
Now, they're probably the ones coming up with their choreography. They don't have the professional dance choreographer that is flown in to help them. Right. And come up with their own, like, routines. I know how to dance, but it's like somebody well known and really, really great and won all these awards for dancing. I'd be intimidated as fuck.
I don't feel like you would. You're a pretty big diva girl.
Still would be like, oh my God, it's Todrick Hall.
You'd be intimidated.
I know, but I would.
You're like, I know. I wouldn't.
I would be intimidated, but I still would be, like, excited to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm sure they were.
So let's talk about Elimination Day.
Yeah.
So they were assigned their support queens.
Their support. Is Derek that like support and dogs?
Sort of. We say support bitches up in here.
Support bitches.
Derek and Angina got assigned to Juju.
What the hell?
It was Juju was like, what are you even doing up in here?
I would have thought Alexis and India would have been assigned to Juju because weren't they the three that were, like, the tightest?
Here's the thing. India wasn't assigned to anybody. Alexis was assigned to Shay, and Blair and Mayhem were over with Cracker. But yeah. I don't know where, like, Mariah and India
no,
were.
No, they weren't a part of it.
No, they weren't even a part of it, Aisha.
They were like, stay in the bed.
Ooh.
Don't even get out. We don't even need you. Call time zero.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
No, yeah. Interesting pairing.
Okay. I mean, they're trying to get people to interact, but even then, I didn't think, like, that much happened. I mean, that was like when I want to say one of the titty bop thing.
Yeah.
What is that thing?
Yeah.
What do you call it? What did
the titty
do?
Fight? No, titty punch?
Titty punch thing. Yeah, you know, like, because they were moving around the workroom and stuff like that. But I didn't think that the support queens really, like, added a whole bunch of shit.
It was just their hype men.
Yeah.
Their hype women.
Let's get into the maxi challenge because something I was into is I really liked Juju's ensemble. I really liked that bodysuit with the exception of the crotchal region, in which I did not like that my eye directly went to the lining of the bodysuit, which was like a nude color, and the rest of the outfit
Guys.
Was black, and it was just like screeching, Caroline, peep on my inner lining.
Guys, she has zero seamstress abilities, yet she picks out every single liner.
I have no tolerance
fit
for this. I just don't know how crease. Anyone allows you on the stage when they're like, I can see your underwear.
I did not even notice those things at all until she had to pause.
And then said, be like, I had to like go point at the crotch and be like, look, this is okay. A mess.
So if whatever, let it go.
I will not. I will judge the situation.
You're like, guess what, Aisha? It's a competition.
It's something that caught my eye and I'm just like, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. That's something that you should line your leotards with fucking black so it doesn't catch your eye. Like, am I looking at pantyhose rumpled?
I wonder what it was.
That's the lining of the outfit. Yeah, and it just was like ill-fitting. Yeah.
Well.
You're like, okay.
Sad.
All right. Sad. What do you think of Cracker's 1950s look?
Yay. I mean.
She looks super like blurry. Like white blur.
It was definitely her personality. She showed who she was. So I'm not mad at it. At any of that. I just feel like Cracker's drag doesn't really wow me. It never just makes my mouth drop open or like be like, oh my God, that's amazing. I need more.
It's costumey, right?
It's fine. It looks good.
I know who makes your mouth drop wide open, however.
Who?
Shay. Yes. Talk to me.
I just like, it just was like so sexy and so like.
That wig though.
The wig. Yeah. Everything. Like, this is what I love about Shay. She doesn't hold back on the details. You know how you were talking about details and Jujubee's liner and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Now, Shay's had some mishaps with
There's some strap issues we're going to talk about later.
Seamstress issues. But what she doesn't lack is bringing in the right accessories and the shape for her body. Like, ooh, it's always really, really good and like show stopping. That's what I'm looking for, the show stopping ability, and Cracker doesn't really have that for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that she's just got that star quality.
They all, I thought, hit their routines pretty damn well. Juju was nervous. It was palpable.
It was obvious in the beginning.
She might just abandon choreography there for a moment.
But she got it back. Stella
got that groove back.
She got that groove back.
She did it. And yeah. I mean, you know, Cracker brought the comedy. I thought it was funny. And, you know, she delivered. And Shay, I mean, she had the most complex stuff.
She did that cartwheel over
the shoulder.
Right.
What?
And I just felt like she looked like a star.
What do you call that again when you're sitting on someone's shoulder? Does it have a name?
Oh, dear God. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's like piggyback.
Yeah.
If you're on someone's back. Is there something where you're sitting on someone's shoulder?
No. I don't think it's a name, I'm sure.
Cartwheeling from like one shoulder to another shoulder. Damn, that's complicated.
And she just to me exuded like pop star. Like she killed it. You know what I mean? Like she literally was like, this is my stage. I'm owning this shit. And she just knocked it out. Absolutely. She came out on top for me.
So you love Shay. I thought that Juju actually held her own and even like raised herself up in this part. Like, you know, I didn't really know where she was going to be, but I thought that she hung in there really, really well. Your runway. Most favorite part.
Yes. Cover girl.
Are you going to sing it?
No, because you already made fun of my singing before.
No, I'm not making fun of your singing. What did you sing?
I sang the glory of love.
Did you though?
See?
Okay, so Cub Girl.
Yes, put the bass in your walk, yes.
Okay, you have to do your move. I was there, we watched the finale together, and she did indeed pop that forearm directly in the
hand
air.
Up.
Hold on. While we're podcasting, I am going to take a photo of the full on. Don't look at me, you look up like Rudas. Oh yeah, that what I like to see. Excellent.
She took a picture, guys.
I did. Besides our top three, was there anyone who stood out to you as like boyoyoing? Because there was definitely one for me.
Well, they had all of them come back. Were you expecting this?
No, I really didn't know.
I was not either.
I didn't know. I was like, what is happening? What are all these queens in here for?
Good job. They made it worth their while.
Right.
To come on back. Derek and Angina, Mariah, Mayhem, India, Alexis, Blair, and then the top three to finish it out. Clearly, Mariah kind of didn't get as much notoriety as she should have for the season.
Okay.
I feel like she floated in the background and then slowly just melted away. For me, Mariah was just stunning.
Yeah.
The whole time, the blue orchid, like form fit gown that she was wearing, her makeup, like she just is naturally gorgeous and smoke and body, everything about it. Like, I love the way she puts herself together. Everybody else, except for the boobalicious.
Oh my titties.
Farrah came through in that sheer dress. If you didn't see this, you need to go Google.
Please. Okay.
India Farah.
What I need you to imagine is like this super form-fitting mermaid. It was just like a kind of like a sheer almost. I mean, you felt like you could see through it, but you couldn't. She had on this breastplate that had the biggest, jiggliest titties I have ever seen on a runway. And I have seen some runway titties. Damn.
She has seen some runway titties. I'm just Googling her India Farah All Stars 5. I just Googled that. This drag queen knows how to put some breastlesses on herself. A lot of these drag queens need to take a page from her book when it comes to the physical nature of a woman, because those breasts, they made these two natural women go like, we had to take a second look.
I was like, rewind it.
I'm talking, and we're not even dudes. What I mean, like, I was like, I had envy. I had envy. I had titty envy. For a drag queen, it wasn't even real. Like,
I know, but they were so jiggly.
I know.
They were
so
jiggly. It was like hypnotic. All the faux drama that India brought, those two titties were like two titties middle fingers up. Like just walking down that runway, like you see the lefty, now you enjoy the righty. Like jiggle, 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 jiggle. I was like, what is happening?
Okay, there is a picture of India Farah, and I wish I could send it to your computer because she's in a
Through the podcast, right?
She is in a green snakeskin dress that's like completely open.
Yeah.
And she's got black lipstick open, slick down hair, beat face, totally dark makeup, and her titties look amazing.
She puts all her drag money into those titties.
We didn't even like fucking India this whole season.
No, but these are titties that go above and beyond. That is the point. They take haters and turn them into lovers.
Okay, so can we just say this then?
Yes.
If you're in a reality show,
yes,
you're finding yourself being hated.
What you need to do is get yourself some damn fine titties. And then you need to strut like you're walking on vibrating flooring. Like just jiggle, 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 jiggle.
That's
jiggle,
it.
Jiggle,
just
jiggle.
Like shake.
Your shoulders just never stop.
I told Caroline I'm just going to walk around just bouncing like
We're
that.
We're both doing it right now.
You and you just won't be able to know. So
because there was something, I'm telling you, just
mesmerizing.
Yeah. Oh my God. So India, I didn't even love your outfit, but yeah, girl.
Bravo.
You fucking did. You slayed. You really fucking slayed.
Bravo.
Because it made me forget about that tangerine pantsuit. Mayhem was just sporting in the saddest way I've ever seen.
The rest were just move them on out.
You want to take your hand and just like literally shove them just to the side.
Move on.
The only thing I had to say about Derek was that it was the first time that I felt like it wasn't all Britney.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know, yep. I really could see Derek and it was like really pretty.
Finally, the drag that she was trying to like portray without being an impersonator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it was good. It was good to see.
I was surprised. That was a little, you know, fresh air there.
Very, very nice.
Let's get into our top three.
Top three, yeah. Okay, let's start with Cracker. So Cracker comes out in this pink, I like to describe it as
papal. It felt papal. Like pope-like.
Religious robe-ish.
Yeah.
Dress.
I think robe is more appropriate. It did look okay. So
more fitted.
You got the Orthodox Jew portion of it because
the headpiece.
Even the fit of it, sort of looking a little vest-like. That was very Russian Orthodox.
Yes, I'm saying
vest, but that's not quite the right word. But you know what I mean, like that torso kind of
right.
The way that it fit. I did not like the dangling pearls all over the place. I have to ask you a question about pearls right now.
Oh God.
Well, I'm having kind of, you're like, oh God.
What about the pearls?
No, I'm having kind of like a pearls are over kind of feeling right now in my own guts.
Okay.
Well, here I'm going to tell you this. I'm watching a different show right now, Ozark. Or I just started season 2. And they go to like a ball and she wears like little, like a pearl clip in her hair. And there was something about it that was like, girl.
Take it off.
Take that back to Claire's and get your money back. Because what the fuck? Like, I feel like diamonds, Swarovski crystals, the gold that Juju was hitting up on her tie look. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. But pearls feel no. Like, this is not, no. Go away from the pearls.
Well, somebody would say that pearls are timeless. I would say pearls are kind of past its prime,
they
too.
They feel aging. They feel aging, point, right. Right? Which is sad. I don't know why I feel this way, because I would have always said pearls were timeless. Honestly, Aisha, am I going to see pearls on you anytime soon?
Absolutely not.
Now, so you were giving me that funny face. Like, you were giving me that, like, I don't know where you're going with this pearls. Where I'm going with this is that no diva in their right mind is strutting around with pearls.
But Cracker was also doing a jumpsuit that looked like Dolly Parton last week. It's almost like she taps into this country vibe, this country girl vibe, but she's like from New York. She's like a Jewish,
Texas, so
she's a Jewish, Jewish lady from New York.
So is that the deal? Or is it like the 1950 pearls homage? You know, the June Cleaver wearing your pearls, or Lucy.
Look, there's only so many things you can bedazzle with.
No, fuck, that's true.
When you're on stage, could it just be like, hey, why don't we put some pearls on this? We can make this a pink and pearl look. I mean,
I don't know. Did you like it? Did you think it was successful?
It was ugly.
Okay.
I did not like
that's
it.
That's
so
where
no.
I wanted to
okay,
get
yeah,
to.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, it was ugly. But ugly, yo. But... But it's a look. Here's the deal. I don't need to like everything that you come out on the stage. But if it's well put together, it fits well.
Yes.
It's sewn well.
Yes.
It's
looks
tasteful.
Looks right with the wig and everything.
It all works together. I'm not going to be mad at you because you had a look.
No, yes, I agree.
I may not love it and I may not want to ever like do it myself.
Right. You would die before you,
I would
you
die.
Wore that outfit.
Literally die. But it was a look. And I'm not mad at it because she put it all together really, really well.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll
and she did look tall.
Yeah.
Point. Like, if there's a little scoreboard over here on this wall, I'm going to put like 5 points for her because this is the first time she looked leaner.
Long and lean.
Yeah, and so stumpy and short.
And it really worked. The straight hair, the sleek wig.
Yes.
That was
long,
really,
straight hair.
It was
yes.
like very long and lean. So I'm for that.
That headpiece
totally.
Gave her like 5 inches.
At least. That might have been 2 feet. I was given more. A lot more then.
There
oh my
go.
Gosh. Okay, so then Juju.
Loved. Juju was like a Thai princess that came out of the temple.
Yes.
Like the gold. Like, you know, I'm half Indian, so love me some gold.
And that goddess.
The bodysuit. The nails. Everything. It just worked.
Juju's form is fantastic.
And the funny thing is we didn't really see it. Well, okay, no, we did. Let me take it back. I was going to say we didn't really see it, but we have. She dressed it the whole time. But it was not so obvious, I guess, until the last two runways.
Right. That,
the
like,
Joker one.
Yeah.
And then this one. I didn't realize how nice her body is, like, or how well she got that body shaped as opposed to Cracker's last episode in the debacle of
the
that.
Lumpy.
And Lumpy Lumperson. So.
Which, P.S. So last podcast, I felt like Aisha was giving me like a lot of like, look, man.
Because I didn't see it.
I don't think there was really anything there. But. When they showed the clip from last week and they showed it on this finale, and I practically ran up to the TV and pointed at this Audi belly button wonkiness.
All right, I saw it.
And it was weird.
She's like, I need you to fucking see it on
this
camera.
Umbilical cord mess. I want some answers.
Fine. I see it.
I appreciate you.
Okay. Juju B and yes. I cannot forget that sash, that orange sash she had over the bodysuit that just gave that pop of color. I was like, yo, you killed it. Like, it was so good. It was
you
so
know
good.
Why I super appreciated this one was because you had told me in the past that Juju has a way of being a little bit too simple and not adding enough adornment. Like, maybe she has a very sleek dress and a very cool wig, but that's it. Like, she doesn't add, like, the extra jewelry or the extra accessories or whatever. This one, nails, crown, sash, accessories
everything.
Galore, you know? And so in this one, it was like she brought it all, everything you'd been asking for.
I feel like it was finally just get to see all of it. And
the
I was.
It was beautiful.
And the makeup.
Yes.
Like, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. And her contour, the eye color. The nude lip that she did, it just was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
True, authentic to Juju B. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't in a prom ball gown a la Derek.
Exactly.
You know, like,
that
she
wouldn't have been the right Mm-mm. look. Or Alexis, like how Alexis would come out in some sort of.
Same.
Yeah, it would not have worked.
No, this one was through and through Jujubee, despite the fact that, you know, this is, they're calling it an eleganza and all this stuff. What the elegant factor of Jujubee was celebrating her heritage in a way that was just beautiful.
Really, really good.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Gorgeous. Let's get into Shay.
All righty then.
Now, she claims that her drag is a love letter to black women. Now, you are a beautiful black woman. Uh-huh. Tell me, my friend, do you feel this is a love letter to you?
In this outfit? Mm-hmm. In this outfit, I would not say that I would feel the love. No? I'm going to go ahead and say I'm a pass on that love. But I love you, Black Queen. Thank you, Shay.
Sidestep.
Sis, I love you. And I appreciate you putting it out there for us Black women. Here's the deal. Let me back up. She might have said that because she did this whole look as an homage to her mother.
Okay.
Her mother had this outfit in her senior prom or something, and Shay had grown up looking at a picture of her mom in this outfit and decided, you know, mom's passed away now.
Right.
It means a whole nother thing for her. She wants to go ahead and recreate it. So to her, that's her way of sending her love to black women.
I feel like she just should have said love to her mom.
She should have just said that. Yeah.
Don't you think it was an overreach?
I thought she just said
it was a love letter from myself to my mother.
I'd love that.
And that would have been so beautiful, especially after we had the really specific example of the Buddha in Juju's house and she didn't know if it was a boy or a girl and it didn't matter. And that was so touching. You saw Rue's face be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like,
that was a very cool thing to...
Loved it. Yes. So then I just thought it was too much to say that this is representative of black women everywhere. It just felt like too much.
Pandering much? I mean, yeah.
Okay, and now I'm going to get nitty gritty.
Okay.
Because you know I am. I'm going to talk about a liner in your crotch, I'm going to talk about those straps.
Oh, shit. Here she goes.
What the motherfuck happened to her straps? Aisha, there were two different thicknesses.
I'm looking at it.
One was carrying like all the load. It was totally strained.
Yes.
The other one was only sewn on like 3/4 and it had like a flap sticking up where like the stitches had come off.
So...
what the dick?
It was very obvious, too. Like, I'm surprised that she wasn't, like, filleted on, like, social media over it. And I told you, I don't notice a lot of... sometimes I don't notice little tiny details like that, especially if they're just, you know, if the overall look is really, really great. And her makeup is great. Her, you know, the beehive was interesting. And the actual bodice of the big ball gown was beautiful. Those straps are very obvious because it was the only thing up at the top that's exposed. Everything else was off the shoulder.
Right.
I don't know what was happening with those straps. I don't know if it was a last minute add-in. She could have taken those straps off, actually.
I think
they could have been just snipped off. I don't know why they were added. There had to be some reason why.
Because my Project Runway days, I feel like whenever there's an issue with an outfit, the model oftentimes tries to camouflage the moment, right? So when Shay first comes out, she does this move like where she puts her hands over her chest, over the straps, as if to be like, never you mind what's going on under here. And she did the same bullshit when she came in that weird farmer's daughter bride outfit.
I remember. And you said
had her flower bouquet hiding various portions. Same with the veil. So it was like, what are you hiding here? Maybe she was overambitious. Maybe this dress wasn't totally ready, or maybe something went wrong. That happens all the time on Project Runway, where a strap breaks, a zipper constantly is busting.
Correct.
Shit happens, and it could have happened. I just wish we were, as audience members, why can't we be privy to a costume malfunction?
Well, I mean, that's just... to know.
Or is that a faux pas for them to have told us?
They've never done that before. I don't think they've ever said anything.
Is that too revealing?
It's not something we've ever seen in the show. They don't go into that stuff. Maybe they would have gone into that in Untucked.
Okay, yeah.
But we didn't get that either. I really just am curious to know what was the purpose of those straps and why it was even there.
Here's my added layer. I appreciated that Cracker's ultimate conclusion of her journey here was that she had found her heritage, that she had looked back and realized how many jokes that she had made about being Jewish, and that it compelled her to learn more about her heritage.
Right.
Like, she didn't even identify herself as being very Jewish, and then when she saw herself on the show, she was like, oh my gosh, I say things all the time that really like direct yourself back to this. So She went, and this was now her heritage. Same with Juju. She said, I grew up with this, so this is what I'm representing about myself. Mm-hmm. I found it, like, inauthentic. What's the right word I want to say?
Disingenuous?
Yeah. I almost want to say that it's disingenuous to come to the end of a journey and say, I found myself, and now I'm dressed as someone else.
Yeah.
I'm dressed as my mom.
Yeah.
That feels a little like... Shay, that had a place, and I think that there was places in it where she could have worn this gown,
yeah,
and represented her mom. But I feel like at the end of the journey, shouldn't she have been representing Shay?
It just makes for a good story. I mean,
I guess, true that.
I think we're just like digging in really deep, and I think that
she could have made an entire dress out of rose petals, Aisha, if she wanted to show her culmination of her big fat journey.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And what the thing is, this is the finale dress. It. That should have been your first thing that you made.
Yeah, because everyone was going to walk in this. Everyone was going to walk in this.
So.
Yeah, I would have made a red rose petal dress with a train.
Ooh.
Celebrating the fuck out of roses, right? And just like set it. If this was going to be like the whole journey's end, fucking have your journey's end, you know?
Maybe she didn't know she would come that far.
But
maybe,
everyone walked in this.
I know. No, I'm just being like, maybe she didn't know she was going to come that far mentally.
I will give you that.
You know?
So then maybe that's the point here, is that this is as far as she got pre-show.
And I bet you if she looked at it now, if we could ask her, looking back now, would you have kept the same finale look?
Yeah.
Or would you have changed it?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that because I think that she found so much more of herself that there was no reason to dress as someone else.
Mm-mm.
Even in celebration, there was no reason to dress as someone else.
Yeah, I get you. You know? I feel you on that. Yeah.
All right, girl, let's get into some lip sync action because I was super surprised that all three were going to be in the lip sync challenge. Were you, or did you expect them to somehow play this out differently?
You know, you had mentioned at the last podcast when we were talking, wouldn't it be cool if there was that Roomocracy, right? And we could find out and they could vote on who would be the last two to come out. I think that would have been the best way to end this. That would have thrown a wrench in the whole fucking thing. Like, it would have been the, like, it would have shook everybody up.
Would it have affected the results? Who do you think would have won?
I mean,
they pulled full Roomocracy.
It would have been the same two, top two, Jujubee and Shay. I think Cracker was the one that was least liked by most of the queens. I think if they'd done that, it would have been those two anyway to dance. But I thought it would have been a cool idea. You'd brought up a really cool idea. Like, why didn't they do that?
I just thought it would have added to so much drama. The only reason why I could think that they don't do that is honestly for true production, almost contractual detail stuff behind the scenes. Like, who is going to be able to move on and do the Work the World tour? Who's going to be able to learn the choreography quick enough? Who's going to be able to, like, stuff that is like almost just logistics that has to do with not who the rest of the crew liked or wanted to see move forward, but like who could fit into a spot in the drag queen
empire.
Yes. Yeah, because she was looking for someone specific.
Yes.
You know, and I think Juju could have kicked ass in that spot personally.
I think so too.
Cracker's got time. I don't feel like she needs anything. I feel like she's just going. But Juju, I think, really would have
done
great.
I think they all could have fit in, honestly.
Okay. Like,
I really do. Because I think Cracker's already, like, killing it on tour. She's a great hostess. She's a great dancer. She just brings it all to the table. So I think she's doing great already. I don't know what Juju B does on a daily basis. Like, I know we already think that.
I think hangs with cats.
She's like... She's aroused daily.
Right.
I need to be schooled in Juju B's.
There's some diva there, too. Like, if Juju was tired, I feel like Juju B would be all like, I'm tired. Get out of here.
You know they're on that tour bus together, you know? I mean, imagine touring the country on a tour bus full of drag queens.
I think that would be the
you have got
party.
To have some patience.
Yes.
Okay, look.
I don't know if Juju B would have those patience.
Like, she'd be like... But it looks like Juju B would be your best friend, too, you know? She seems like a super cool, super cool person and always caring about everybody and also in everybody's business while she's like drinking, like sipping the tea while watching the fights.
I love it. Did you like how they brought in the Monet exchange and Trinity the Tuck and all that biz? Like, did it add anything?
No, I mean, it just was like, it was cool to see because, you know, they're previous winners. That was like a big deal too, like a big shocker whenever Rue like made them a duel.
Dual winners.
It was such an eye roll.
I love all your eye rolls. Tell me what. Because
everybody
the
was like, "What the hell?" Like, honestly,
why do you think that happened?
I don't know. Rue loves to do this shit. Like, just flip a script on people, and just do what the fuck he wants.
I love doing the fuck I want. I mean, so that's I love what
I'm that. I say that too. So the bottom line is, who signs those paychecks?
Oh, I think it was clear that Rue was like, "I'm making all decisions."
It's RuPaul Charles, guys.
I sign the fucking.
So he makes the decision. So he did the dual winners and coming back and doing that little like vignette of them, you know, whatever.
It was fine. I didn't think it was particularly interesting, but I was like, okay, cool.
It was eh.
Do you know what I super questioned?
What?
This song choice. I don't understand, Aish.
Okay, for the lipstick.
Yeah.
God, so
come on.
I super questioned it too. Didn't you just want to hear something like something you knew the words to? Something that you were like, this is the quintessential drag song.
Yes.
Like anthem.
Yeah.
Like I want some I Will Survive. I want some Donna Summer. I want
some like We Are Family.
Yeah, like Patti LaBelle. Like something with some attitude, some spice, some like people know the words to it. I'm not hating on Janelle Monáe. Like, she's awesome artist.
She's great, but I think she should have been earlier in the season.
Yeah, I would assume. I would say that too. But like for the finale, it needed to be something the entire watching audience could just be like singing along to.
Yeah, that we'd like jump up and be strutting around and
that
dancing.
We would create our own lip sync challenges in our own living rooms. You know what I mean?
I would not add this to our song list.
I would not.
You know?
So yeah.
Now, how did you like the outfits that Cracker, Juju, and Shay exhibited for this final lip sync?
Well. It's funny when they were talking about it in Untucked, Shay was saying something about like she wanted to wear something that like if she were to get the crown, it was worthy of the crown.
Nice.
I liked that.
She color coordinated with the crown.
The scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I noticed. But at the same time, I wasn't terribly upset with the outfit. I thought it was beautiful. It was pretty.
It was pretty. I just thought it was a little like wilted seeming. Like those appliques at the top were
she didn't so like the fit, guys.
Droopy.
She needed some India Farrah boobies.
Yeah, and or some like
bubbies.
They make those like, okay, so they make these things called stays, and they're like the same thing that you put inside like men's collars to make them lay flat.
Okay.
You can also use them to like make him stand up. So if the appliques were meant to be sort of like that, sort of like
where they stand, they stand up.
I feel like you can iron on like more backing to them to make them also like stand more stiff. What happened?
So you think that there was a whole wardrobe mishap with her like
something. Shit?
I feel like somebody fucked up all her stuff.
Something went
the last bit.
On because given her costuming background, I do not think that she would have sent someone on a theatrical stage with an outfit with the appliques flopped over. Mm-mm. Like I think that she would have recognized that as like that doesn't look right.
No.
So to me, something is off. I would love to know the behind the scenes of what was going on with the wardrobe with her. Something's up.
We want to know that. We want to know
it out. I want to know.
Right.
I want to know.
I want to know the tea on that, please.
What did you think about Cracker's cone bra?
Ugh. No. Miss.
No.
If it was hit or miss, it was a miss. What the fuck was supposed to be coming out of those corns?
I think glitter, but it didn't pop like it was supposed to. And then she just had to shake back and forth a little bit.
It looked like a puff of smoke and then like
and
nothing.
And this was not the song for that. Like the song didn't have a reveal moment. It was like
pa-pow.
Yeah. Psh, psh. Yeah. I wanted it to be that Fembot moment, but it wasn't.
Bad.
Oh, it wasn't. That was a bummer. I like the color that Emerald Green was pretty.
Yeah. The thing is, you know the song, you know the outfit's going with the song. Like what?
I don't know.
This is what we've been saying all season. Why did you wear that outfit for this song or for this lip sync? And it's this thing that keeps coming up in our brains that we cannot let go of, and somebody needs to explain it to us because I still don't understand it either.
I like that we're like, when we produce a drag race, this is how we would run it. You guys, this is something that you need to know about myself especially, but anytime Aisha's around as well, it's like, if we own this movie theater, let me tell you how we would run things different and how it would be like fucking amazing. That's the thing. Like, hey, exactly. I know we're just fucking chatting this up. Like, right? Like,
right.
We don't fucking know.
No, we don't know all the things that go into it.
But I'm super curious. And that's supposed to be what Untucked is supposed to give us. Less gossip. I wanted to know the nuts and bolts of shit. Of like, what's going wrong? What is happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, that would be a cooler Untucked, right? That would be the technical. That would be like untucked technical version.
As you see, the liner inside Jujubee's crotch did not work out.
And this is where
week.
People then turn off the TV.
Oh, no.
And I only Caroline and Aisha are like sitting here like this.
How dare you? I would totally watch. If that announcer was like, in scene two, Jujubee's crotch lining looked horribly rumpled.
And I'd be like, and good night.
And I'd be like up at the screen pointing with my finger like, do you see this area?
She'd be like, she'd get her like notepad and pen with her like glasses on it. She'd be like making notes on it.
Because
I'm
not like,
and how many yards of fabric is that from Mood?
Shut the fuck up. All right, let's get into Juju's fringe ensemble. What'd you think about that yellow and that fringe? That was a lot of fringe.
Well, I think fringe is a great idea on stage.
Did you think that she rocked it though? Because I thought she was kind of just stumbling around a little bit.
I don't think she used it to her advantage. You just got to really like move around. Use that fringe to your benefit. Like, make
swing
that
it.
Shit.
A lot of
like,
swingingness.
Yeah.
A lot of twirling.
Yeah.
Got to do some stuff.
I think they're tired.
Yeah. I think they did get tired.
I think they're tired.
On accident.
Not just
they got
tired. But tired. That means like fucking tired. Yeah. Like I can't even.
No, it was bad.
I can't swish and swoosh anymore.
Oh, no. They're tired. Yeah. Very tired. All right. So then ultimately, were you shocked?
No.
Crowning or not even crowning, let's be clear, the sceptering of the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 5.
Look, I almost fast-forward through it because I thought they were going to go to commercial because I thought it would be like more hoopla.
Yeah.
Like it would be like.
Hoopla was minimal.
And the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 5 is, bam, just said it, Shea Coulee. Like,
that was it.
Okay, yay! Like,
yeah. Here's your scepter. Walk around.
And it was like, shit. There was no like build up. There was no like dun dun dun.
No,
commercial. Come back. Let's do it again. You know, none of that. No. And so it was kind of funny. I knew it was going to be between Shay and Jujubee. We knew those two. I feel like it was clear. Even though Cracker had more wins, okay. I feel like those two had the star power for the season, okay?
Okay.
Somebody listening may think I'm totally wrong, and please let me know what you think and tell me why you feel that way. But I feel it was pretty clear, and I think a lot of people felt like Jujubee was one of the fan favorites, and Shay was a clear, like, front runner from the beginning.
Yeah.
And when Shay actually won, I thought, you know what? It just makes sense. Like, she just has just that much more star power.
Yeah.
And just that much more diva. Just that much more creativity and interest.
Dedication. I mean, went to school for that technical,
costuming. Just a little. There's just something. She just edged her out.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, which sucks because it's like if you're Jujubee and you're thinking, why did I lose?
There's nothing to point back.
Nothing to say
like,
you did wrong.
Shay was just an excellent competitor,
excellent,
you know?
Yes.
And that's the thing. Like, she basically studied drag in knowing the costuming portion. And there was just so much to that. You know, there was just a lot to what Shay brought to the show. I mean, at the end of the day, Shay ended up being like the fucking Rizzo to the entire Pink Ladies pack there.
She did.
She seemed like the boss bitch the whole week.
She did. And that's the thing is like, if you come with all the confidence and you come with all the just everything, all that you got inside of you wanting it really, really bad. And that's the thing. Those three wanted it. They weren't there for just like a fucking like free ride or for some TV time like Mayhem or Andrea. You know what I mean? They were, they literally, you know, just like Blair too. They wanted it bad.
Yeah.
And they fought hard for it. I just give it up to all three of them. They did a fabulous job for this entire season. Bravo to Shay for pulling it out. Like, I really do feel like she fought hard. And she had, for me, the only time of the season where I gasped, my mouth fell open when she came down the runway. And that was that outfit she had, the skin she was in when it was that the African bodysuit that looked like a lion with the neck piece and the crystals and the whole thing.
So gorgeous.
Absolutely stunning. I have not seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
So for me, nobody passed that until Jujubee came out in that little number on the last one.
I felt like Shay, like I said, like they did such a good job of explaining her backstory and explaining all the different things that she does to like prepare herself. She was such a fantastic dancer, performer. Jujubee was the funny amongst the group. Cracker was the funny comedian on stage, but not necessarily back in the workroom.
Right.
Juju was the one throwing out the hilarity.
Yep.
But Shay was the leader always. Didn't you feel like when they were on the couch, how many times did she start to talk and everyone would turn and look at her?
And
like,
the thing is she's got a soft, warm soul. She never talked bad about people. She always had everybody's back. She was always hyping people up. Felt like she deserved it. You know, like all around good human being. That's important in this whole deal.
I think that is what I learned, Aisha, about what? RuPaul's Drag Race was Tell that me. It did matter about being a good person at the end of the day. That those people who were the sort of shit stirrers mm-hmm. were sussed out pretty quick. You know, and the way the roomocracy worked, you know, they headed out pretty fast. And
they sure
so
did.
Is that for the good or for the bad? Because by making it a roomocracy, the shitsters do get kicked out early mm-hmm. because they know the behind the scenes where Rue might not know.
Right.
Rue is only judging what you're doing out on the stage, right? So did it help or hurt the show to have those shitsters kicked out pretty early by the fellow
I don't
queens?
Know. I mean, it's funny because you leave it up to the producers, right? When you keep the shitsters in there to the end.
Well,
I mean,
ultimately, did the roomocracy do what it needed to do for
it did.
The show?
I knew it. I had a feeling because from the beginning I said these women, these men, when they're realized and women on stage are with each other all the time. They see each other all the time. They work together all the time. They don't mess around with foolishness. Even though it's a competition, they're not going to keep the people that are going to cause the shit and the like cause issues. Yeah. It's like a natural selection, right? It just happened.
Yeah.
Bravo to them for doing that. Like they all got it and they all were like, look, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah,
we're not gonna have that type of
they could have left India.
Could have left all those people in there.
Yeah.
And played the game, right?
Yeah.
Drug them to the end.
Right.
They didn't do that.
No, you're totally right. My question mark is that while that created a very fair playing field, was it entertaining as it could have been? Did it make for a pretty mild season overall?
Definitely. I think so. I think they had to drum up some shit, obviously. I think they had to like make a lot of like not make it up, but some of the drama that we had, obviously with the Alexis and the India stuff, they had to make that more than it was
mm-hmm.
because there wasn't a whole lot.
They sort of self-regulated within the group.
Here's my question to you. Do you think next season will be like this?
I don't think they'll do this roomocracy again because I think it allowed too much calmness because the group, they like self-regulated the group by kicking people out who were kind of like a pain in the ass, or they knew the behind the scenes of who was kind of being a sad sack, where Rue wouldn't know that Angina was like wimping out behind the scenes necessarily.
No.
He was just going to judge what came out on the stage that day,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you make it the roomocracy and you do it this whole game, I think that there was actually too many feelings into it. Yeah, I don't think it created enough drama for the show as much as it could have.
The producers are witness to all of that. They could just tell Rue what's going on and give him the digest of it all, right? Because that's what happens.
Yeah, but Rue can make decisions based on whatever
he wanted to.
As opposed to, or what's good for the show,
right.
Good for ratings, versus what's good for friendships, which is what they ultimately said.
That's what they did.
I voted this person out because I knew our friendship could withstand it.
They all did that.
So for fuck's sake,
they all
did
it.
That's not drama. That's not ratings.
It's RuPaul's best friend race.
And race is even suspect. It's just like, honestly, here's what ended up happening if you ask me. Shay was wounded hard by this show. Publicly humiliated, even one would say, mm-hmm. by this show. Mm-hmm. Not that it wasn't earned, but there was definitely a sense of if you can grow past this and you can show everyone that you're healing, you might be rewarded for that.
Oh, jeez.
And maybe the show could be a good part of your life instead of an ongoing bad part.
That's interesting.
Just
narrative.
Saying, if you didn't want to leave out this wounded bird, you know,
right.
Saying that people come up to her on the plane
mm-hmm.
and throw rose petals at her and stuff. I mean, if you knew your show did that to somebody, might you want to repair the damage done?
But that's not, I mean, come on. We're expecting the show
I'm
to be like
making my own drama right now.
You are making it. I'm thinking, like, are we really expecting the show to be a
dealing with all that or like responsible for all that. No, they can't predict what the fuck's gonna happen on a show.
Yes, but when she comes back and tells everyone this,
they can predict, they can edit that out.
And then Ross Matthews is sitting there telling you, let me walk you through healing.
Oh, they had a whole narrative they're pushing to her. Oh, obviously it was clear
for sure.
But
and it was like coaching the fans to all let it go.
It's like subliminal coaching.
Didn't you?
You will let this go.
Didn't you feel like it was?
Oh,
like
it was definitely.
And Ross and everybody's like looking in the camera, like, we're all going to let stop acting like this.
Stop acting a damn fool.
Right?
Yes.
I got you. Bravo to reality TV in that regard of like trying to, you know, perhaps manipulate.
I love it.
Beyond the stage, Aisha. Maybe they're actually manipulating our reality.
RuPaul is telling me how to.
Reality TV?
RuPaul's telling me how to feel now.
RuPaul's always told you how to feel.
I can't believe it. Yes.
I love it. I love it.
I'm like looking around like, is she
like,
here?
Wouldn't it have been amazing? Okay, Rue is like so tall, especially the heels. Would you have died right now if Rue like walked through my French doors right now?
Yes, I would have died.
Your pants? You'd be like, first of all, why didn't you tell me I'm not even dressed in anything very sexy? I'm not even wearing a bodycon anything.
What?
Could you imagine if she was like, Aisha,
reveal yourself? I would die. I would fucking die.
God.
I would pass out. I'd pass out.
You would?
Yeah.
You'd fall right
I would I'd fall off this chair.
You get impaled by your podcast mic.
I'd just be like, done. Be like, and she died.
Oh my God. Yes. That's the end of our RuPaul podcast. And she died.
She died. This is it.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for listening to our RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 5. This is Caroline.
Thank you guys. This is Aisha.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.